From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that CORAC, a Columbia County nonprofit group that runs several programs for people with disabilities, is looking for a new home for its Starting Place preschool program. On February 19th, Columbia County Human Services Director Michael Cole requested that the County Board of Supervisors give CORAC an extra $40,000 this year to help them find a new location for the program that must move out of the Columbia Memorial Health Facility in Hudson. CORAC Executive Director Ken Stahl said, and I quote, "The hospital would like us to move out, though they have not provided us with official notice to vacate the premise. The Galvin Foundation is helping us to find a new location, possible renovating one of their buildings. We are looking at possibly the basement of the library building, but we need four classrooms, each with one to two bathrooms, so renovations could be expensive," end quote. The additional county funds would go to move the program's playground. Hudson First Ward Supervisor Sarah Sterling said, and I quote, "The program needs that playground. CORAC is a valuable member of the community, and the Starting Place program helps children enter the school system and be more independent. This is a small contribution we can make to help them," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that Joseph Maloney, a Democrat from Socrates, is not seeking a second term in the Ulster County Legislature. The newspaper said he is, and I quote, "perhaps one of the most controversial lawmakers in the Ulster County Legislature's recent history," end quote. Maloney was a registered member of the Independence Party, ran on the Republican line for the Legislature District No. 2 seat, and then changed to a Democrat soon after taking office. Two other legislators, Richard Gerentine, a Republican from Marlborough, and Lynn Eckert, a Democrat from Kingston, are also not running for re-election in November. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael Gromley reports in Newsday that Democrats in the State Assembly and the Senate are expected to pass a law against revenge porn February 28th, which Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign. Senator Liz Krueger, a Democrat from Manhattan, said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, with the growth of social media, there are more and more ways to exploit people. The bill makes it a misdemeanor to post pornographic images online of people without their consent and is punishable by up to a year in jail." Caitlin Gerard, Cuomo's press secretary, said, and I quote, "The governor for years has fought to outlaw this disgusting and insidious behavior that follows victims around their entire lives. We're excited that the legislature has embraced this proposal," end quote. Read the full story in Newsday. Representative Antonio Delgado voted with a Democrat majority in the U.S. House on February 27th to pass the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, a gun control measure, 240 to 190. The bill would require federal criminal background checks on all gun sales, including private transactions. Delgado said, and I quote, "The gun lobby has too long had a stronghold over Congress. Today's vote is a big step forward in breaking that status quo and keeping our communities safe," end quote. But the vote was just political theater, as there is little chance of the measure passing the Senate and none of it being approved by the president, who has said he will not sign the bill. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.